At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. How is everyone doing today? I am recovering today from a fun-filled weekend. A little bit about my weekend. It was St. Paddy's Day celebration in the town that I frequent. And this was my first year ever attending the St. Paddy's Day bar crawl. My good friend, Bridget, happens to be Irish, and this is like her day of the year, so I knew that she wanted me to be there so that we can experience it together, and I literally have never even been to a bar or frequented a bar until this past year. Like when I turned 27 and I had my 27-year-old summer, which was 2024, I really went crazy. I went to all the bars, I was enjoying myself, but prior to this past year, I like only would ever like sit at bars at restaurants from time to time, and I was never like bar hopping or drinking or doing anything in nightlife. And I believe every part of our life, every era, every moment means something. And this past year was like the self-discovery of just like embracing my youthful side and doing a couple different firsts. So this was my first St. Paddy's Day celebration, and I prepared for it. I actually got a shirt on Amazon that said, "Kiss me, I'm Italian." And it was like a fun play on words because, you know, the saying is, "Kiss me, I'm Irish," but I literally have 0% Irish in me. I am an Italian girl through and through, and I thought it was a fun shirt to get, so I did. And then I got like super anxious leading up to the day because I'm thinking, holy crap, I'm going to show up with this shirt on and then a bunch of drunk guys are going to like try to kiss me. And I got scared, but thankfully, like all was well. It didn't happen. I believe that either they didn't want to kiss me or they were too drunk to read the shirt. So I only got like a few like cheek kisses and hugs throughout the day. And it was a really fun celebration. Hence the reason why my voice is a little raspy today. So I apologize for that. But I rested all day yesterday. I had a few consults, and now we are here on this fine Monday, and it's a little dreary out, but I'm feeling really great and ready to start the week. So no better way to start the week than recording a podcast episode about dating turn-ons. Now, for those who have been tuned into the podcast, you guys know that a few weeks back, I did dating icks, which was like a really fun interactive episode where I did my first part, which was just my own personal dating icks. And then in the second part, I read all of your guys' icks, and they were so great. Like, it really put a lot of things into perspective for me. I added a few things to my own list, and it was just such a fun, lighthearted, cute episode, and I wanted to just play off of that today and do dating turn-ons. These don't necessarily have to be sexual things. I think that majority of the ones I wrote today are non-sexual. It's more so of things that I enjoy about a man when I meet him. So let's just say you're going on the first date or you're getting to know somebody. What are some things that intrigue you or captivate you about that person? Is there something that makes him stand out from the rest? Is there something that you appreciate? That was kind of what I wrote down today. And when I was sitting down writing my dating turn-ons, two particular men that I've dated came into my consciousness, and I am so grateful that I dated both of these guys because although I've had a pretty wide range of people that I've dated over the course of the past 3 years, I would say that these two particular guys really like set the tone for what I've been looking for in a future partner. And there was just something very beautiful about those experiences. One of the guys being the Lebanese guy that I met before summer started. He was just an incredible person to date, and I really feel like he left his mark on me in such a positive way. And although things came to an end, I am so grateful that I got to experience him and learn from him and learn about myself through him. That's the beautiful thing about dating, right? We don't just get to date people and experience them, but we also get to find out things about ourselves. We get to find out what we like, what we don't like, and we also discover like different things about ourselves. So in that connection with that particular guy, he had introduced me to Manhattan and to Brooklyn. He lived in the city, and although I'm from Jersey and I live very close, I was always very afraid of the city. I didn't know how to navigate it. And he made dating in the city just so fun. Like, I enjoyed every single date we ever went on, and just him showing me something that I didn't previously enjoy or previously appreciate. So that is just something that really comes to my mind, but I wanted to just read some of the like little tidbits of things that I have been able to notice about a really great man throughout the years. And these just so happen to be my dating turn-ons. So the first half, I'm going to read some serious ones or ones that are really important to me. And then at the end of the episode, I'm going to read my unserious or superficial dating turn-ons, because would this even be a girl chat if I didn't read things to you guys, like we were having a sleepover or like a private phone call? This is my podcast and I want to make it fun. I want to make it exciting and I want to give a little unseriousness to this very serious vibe that's been in the atmosphere recently. So without further ado, let's get into my dating turn-ons. And then in next week's episode, I am going to be reading yours. Let's get into it. Okay, my first dating turn-on is a man who plans a date to a T. So the first thing that comes to my mind is that the Middle Eastern guy that I dated, he would build an itinerary for us. He knew I was coming from Jersey. He knew that it would be something that I would have to like plan ahead, especially having dogs and things like that. And he would plan the most beautiful itinerary. He'd be like, arrive at the city at this time, and we're gonna get dinner at this time, and then we're gonna go to this place at that time. And I would get like the actual spreadsheet prior to the date. So that was such a turn on for me. I'm like, wow, this guy is so intentional. He plans things so nicely, and I just felt so cared for. So that's my first one. My second one is just someone who is a complete and utter gentleman. I understand that nowadays it's really difficult dating because you'll meet someone and you'll carry yourself a certain way and you get really upset when they don't treat you the way that you feel like you should be treated. And maybe he's like kind of giving you like bro vibes or just like doesn't have like the proper decorum or class that should be even sitting across from you. That being said, there are still gentlemen out there. There are still men that open up the door for you, who pull out your chair, who speak to you kindly, and I really pedestalize that because that means that they were raised right. The next one is someone who is an impeccable listener. I feel like a lot of men love to talk about themselves, which is wonderful. Like, I don't mind listening. I don't mind hearing about you. But there's something really beautiful about speaking to a man about something that matters to you. And you can tell by looking in his eyes and just kind of seeing his mannerisms that he is very locked in and focused on what you're sharing. It's just such a turn on for me. It's like, wow, you really care about what I'm saying. You care about me enough to be, you know, inquisitive and to be listening. So that you get bonus points if you're a good listener. The next one is he has wonderful things to say about his mother or sisters. This is huge for me. A man who values women in his life and uses his voice to spread like the love and respect and admiration that he has for the women in his circle. I also love like when a guy is like a big brother and he's very protective of his sisters and he like will share a story about like, oh, my sister dated a guy and like I made sure like I, you know, patted him down and sized him up. Like I love that because it's giving eventually if he were to have daughters, he would be like the same way as a father. So I love men who value women, who respect women, and who respect the women that he has been, you know, blessed to be around all of his life. This is another one for me, and it's someone who loves God or loves his faith. This is big. I think that someone who is very like faith focused, it inspires me, and I think it just brings me closer to my faith as well. I really love when there's something about myself that I enjoy, but maybe I tend to forget about or I let it fall by the wayside. And throughout the years, my faith has been one of those things. And I don't think that that's necessarily a good thing. It's just, it's a fact. I will be in certain moments of my life where I am super faith focused and then my life kind of goes crazy and I just am not as focused on that aspect. And I still pray, I still do my things, but it's just not as deep and meaningful. So it's really special to me to come across a man who's faith focused and talks about it a lot and is able to bring me closer to my faith. So that is like huge. And that's a huge like, yes for me. Like, thank you, please be that person in my life. I also love someone who has a good vocabulary and is intellectual. This is definitely hard to find, especially like in my age range. I do tend to date people that are my age or a little bit older. And when I meet someone who is just very intellectual, it does something for me. It creates the most mushy-cushy feeling inside where I'm like, oh my God, that's so hot. Like, I love learning from someone, and I love when someone can just speak really well. Yeah, that's a turn on for sure. I also do this thing called the hand test. Now, what the hand test is if there's ever a moment where you need to like give a man your hand or he can hold your hand at any moment, what does he do with your hand? And I would like try to find ways to like give my hand to a man and what he did with it. If he was like shaking it aggressively or held it hard or held it weird, that would be like a red flag to me. And not even in the sense of like, oh, this guy's terrible, but just I have noticed that the men who have loved me the most and who have treated me the best were always very gentle and delicate with my hand. It was just a very telling moment. And body language is an unspoken language that is very pivotal and important in your journey to finding love and connection. Because how somebody reacts to you, how somebody treats you physically and emotionally, and how they like lean in, how they, you know, treat you when it pertains to like making sure that you're safe and well, that is really going to tell you a lot about a person. So if you give somebody your hand and they're shaking it aggressively or they're treating it rough or they're being weird versus someone who's delicate with it and holds it kindly and rubs your skin like in a sweet way, that is someone who cares for you. That is someone who looks at you like a princess, looks at you like, oh my God, like she's delicate. I have to make sure she's okay. So that is huge for me. So someone who passes the hand test. Next up is someone who's generous with money. Now for me, generous with money does not mean someone who gives me a lot of money. It's someone who doesn't have like a stingy attitude around it. When I get asked out on a date, I'm always paying attention to whether the man is generous with our dinner date, with the things that he's doing throughout the date that require him to spend money. And listen, everybody should do whatever is in their tax bracket and what they can afford. I just even remember back in high school when I would date guys that had nothing. And because they really liked me, they were just really generous. Like they would find ways to do the things that they knew would make me happy. In any tax bracket, you can do something for the girl you enjoy and you like. Now, if you're a man who's broke and you're serial dating, well then yeah, you're not gonna be generous because you wanna see people constantly, but you don't have enough of the funds to do so. So that is why it's so crucial and important to be with someone who's intentional and very generous and looks at you as worthy of him spending his money. So I definitely pay attention to someone who's generous in that way. And you can always tell on the date too, like he'll make sure that like you can order whatever you want and he's not like being like super obsessive about the bill. Like it's just someone where their like body language and their demeanor is giving, I asked you out and I'm gonna spend it, like period. Okay, this is another one. This is kind of a hygiene one. So I feel like this is important, but I guess it could go under the unserious ones. But I think it's crucial in just being with someone. And a big dating turn on for me is just someone who smells amazing. Like someone who takes care of his hygiene, smells really good. And you can tell he showered, brushed his teeth, all of that. So someone who smells really great. I also think that this is a huge turn on for me. And it's kind of like random and specific, but it's someone who orders for me when we go out to dinner, or he lets me order for the entire table. So what I mean by this is, I like when a guy is like, what do you want? And I'll tell him, and then he orders it to the server and is like, she will have this, 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 and this, and I will have this, 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 and this. But I also really like when a guy is like, get whatever you want. I'll eat whatever you want. Let's just order one of everything. Like I went out with this guy where there was like different sections of the menu. Like it was one of those menus where you order one thing and it feeds like three or four people. So he was like, Haley, get something from each section and I'll be happy with that. So I literally ordered something from the appetizer menu, something from the pasta, something from the steak, something from the fish. Literally, like I ordered like five different things. And this was like on a first date and he let me order it. He was like, yeah, just get it. Tell her what you want and that's what we'll get. And that was a huge turn on for me because it was like, okay, he's not being stingy. He's being generous and he's open to whatever I want. So Either one of those I really enjoy versus me ordering for myself and him ordering for himself. That wouldn't really do it for me. Those other two things would. Someone who texts me to make sure that I got home safe. This is crucial. Does my safety matter to you? And do you want to make sure that you follow up and say, hey, I had a really great date. I hope you made it home safe. Text me when you do. It's just the little things that matter. It's just somebody who cares, somebody who wants to make sure that you are okay and that you're going to get bonus points for. I also really like when someone is early for a date. So I'm kind of a disheveled person from time to time. I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm always late because I'm really not. I usually am on time for most things, but if I am late, it's because I'm disheveled. And I really like that when I arrive, the person is already there. Like the person's there, they're waiting, and they're not even waiting in a way where I feel like they're judging me. It's more so like they're just very even keel and just eager for the date. So I really like when someone's early or just is expecting me. Someone who makes great eye contact, super hot, super sexy, definitely a turn on. I like when someone can look me in my eyes and hold it and be able to be confident enough to speak face to face with me with conviction and just being like super excited and eager and inquisitive because that's hot. Like I just really enjoy that. So someone who holds good eye contact. I also love, this is a huge dating turn on, someone who does not over sexualize me. I am very aware that I have moments where I can be very sexy. And guess what? With the right man, with the right moment, with the right amount of time, we're gonna have that amazing experience together. We are eventually going to be intimate. We are eventually going to have like a beautiful moment shared. That being said, I really appreciate it when you're patient and you're more gentlemanlike and you don't either bring it up all the time or over-sexualize me. It just makes me feel gross. It makes me feel icky. And I can imagine that some guys are like, well, don't be sexy. Oh, please. I know women who are more on the modest side who say to me that they go on dates with guys who sexualize them. So I don't even want to hear it. Men are just very, you know, primal sexual people, and some can tame it better than others. And I just prefer a person who can tame it. And it's clear and obvious that he's interested in me, but isn't overly sexual. Like it's just such a turnoff. So I like someone who doesn't do that. I also really love when someone has a positive outlook on life. There's just something really beautiful about being on a date with someone and he's not being like annoying and negative and complaining. I can't stand a complainer. It's such a turnoff. So for me, a turn on is just someone who is really positive, who loves their life, who has a lot to share with me, wants to tell me about their hobbies and their passions and their dreams. Like I am such a good listener when it pertains to hearing about someone's dreams and passions. I am super passion focused and passion driven, and I'm a creative. So for me, being across someone who has like extreme loves for things, it's just beautiful to me. So I love that. I also think this is really huge if they ever get the chance to meet my dogs, is someone who is sweet and kind to my dogs. And if they didn't meet them, is just a dog person overall. This is huge for me. So I have met guys in the past where it did get to the point where they did get to meet my dogs and they were not kind to my dogs. And it was weird. Like I couldn't tell like if they didn't like them or if they're just not dog people, because my dogs are very sweet. Like they're very loving and they are a little bit like high energy, high strung. And that's, you know, what it's like to be around huskies. But I really love when like a guy gets like on the floor and like rolls around with them and like kisses them and loves on them and is like, I love your dogs. Like, because I've been around people where it wasn't the case, where they were kind of just like patting it on the head and just went about their evening. And I'm like, like get on the floor and love on my animals. Like that is like a good sign to me. So just someone who's a dog person, that's going to be huge for me. And the next one is has little to no reaction if I'm late. I did bring this up before, but like, I just really like someone who's unfazed by me being a girl. Like, you know that it's going to take me a minute to get ready. You know, especially if I'm driving a distance to see you, it might be a little bit after the time that we said, and just please be respectful to that. The last thing you need is a man being annoyed with you or like trying to punish you or like reprimand you if you're accidentally late. And I know that, you know, accountability is important and you shouldn't be someone who's doing it all the time, but like be open to me making a mistake and just be unfazed. I just prefer an unfazed guy. I know it sounds like a little bit selfish, but there are just some guys out there that just don't give a shit. And I love those guys. It's just so good to me. I had a guy who I was dating in Philly. And for those who don't know, I've been going back and forth from Jersey to Philly currently because I have a place out there and the dating life out there is just insane. It's so good. It's especially good for late 20s, early 30s. And I was, you know, still in Jersey that day and I had a date with him and I said, you know what, I'll go to Philly later in the evening. And I just like lost track of time. I went to the gym, I did all these things. And our date was like for, I want to say 8:30. I texted him and I'm like, hey, I don't think I'm going to make it out to Philly by 8:30 tonight. If you want to reschedule, I don't mind, but like, I just want to let you know. And he was like, no, it's totally fine. I don't care. Let me just make the reservation for later. So he made the reservation for, I want to say like 9:30, which I loved because I'm like, okay, this gives me time to get ready and get out to Philadelphia. And I was still late for that reservation. I know, but I was like stuck in traffic, which was kind of surprising to me because it was late, but I got stuck in traffic and I had to parallel park. And for those who don't know, I drive a big body Range Rover and I am just a girl, so I cannot park that thing that great. So I had to parallel park. I had to get out to Philly and I get there and he's just so chill. Like he had a drink at the bar before I got there. He was waiting for me outside. He came out to my car and made sure I parked in my spot well. Like he was like, all right, let me just make sure it's good because I know you're like worried about your parking. Came out, got me, helped me into like, you know, the restaurant, and we had an amazing date. It was so good. So yeah, I really appreciated how unfazed he was because I was disheveled. I was so apologetic. And he was like, Haley, it's fine. So that was really nice. And I really appreciated that a lot. Also put here that is just someone who's polite with his words. I kind of brought this up earlier about being a gentleman, but just someone who's polite. Someone who's also very spontaneous and loves to let the vibe drive the day. The Lebanese guy I dated last summer, he was like that where we would have a day plan, but then he also would like love if we like stop somewhere. So for instance, like one of our dates, we were like walking around like the Upper West and it started to rain, like torrential raining. And we walked into the RH rooftop like store and just kind of like walked around, looked at furniture. And then we like went to another place that had smoothies and it kind of like threw a wrench in our day a little bit because we had plans to go to Williamsburg a little bit earlier. And we couldn't because I didn't want to walk all of those blocks to the train to get us to where we needed to go because of how bad it was raining. So I really enjoyed that like he was spontaneous, had other plans that we could do in the meantime until the rain stopped. So that's really important to me because I do get a little like ADHD brain and I get like nervous and anxious and I don't know where I'm at and I don't like to plan things. Like there's nothing better than like just being able to show up and turn your brain off. Like that is like the sexiest thing a man can give to me is the ability to turn my brain off and just purely exist in their presence and they just carry the day. So that's like my favorite thing and I just like a spontaneous person who lets the vibe drive the day. I also really enjoy when someone's complimentary. You'd be surprised how many guys don't compliment beautiful women. And I am calling myself a beautiful woman because I show up to a date looking spectacular. Hair, makeup, nails, outfit, everything looks great. And you'd be surprised how many guys could barely utter out a compliment, could barely say, hey, you look nice. You look beautiful. You smell good. And I always know I do because I find it fascinating that some of the guys that have barely complimented me, we're not giving what the guys who do compliment me give. And by that, I mean not as handsome. So I'll go on a date with a very handsome, spectacular guy who's like, you smell wonderful. You look beautiful. Thank you so much for showing up. Like you look incredible. And that is like my favorite thing. I don't need someone to validate how good I look, but it's the right thing to do on a date. You're supposed to tell a girl, hey, you look great, especially when they put a lot of effort and time to look nice for you. So someone who's complimentary and also someone who values how I take care of myself, like a man who notices the little things, who pays attention to the little things about a woman, like her nails, her, you know, skin, how she like maybe put a little body oil on, how her hair looks. I love when a guy like compliments like random things like that. Like, oh, your pedicure is really nice. Like your toes look great, which I know some people are like, girl, that's stupid. No, men do like feet, especially when they're well manicured. I really like when a guy compliments like little things like that or notices something about me that another person wouldn't. Like, oh, I really love your tattoo on your foot or you have really soft skin. I just really enjoy that. So yeah, that's important to me. I also love someone who is not focused on their phone, and if anything, more specifically, has it in their pocket the entire time we're out. I just love a guy who's tapped in, locked in, and is just focused on me. His phone is not driving his interest, and it's not a part of our day at all. I also just love when someone doesn't have socials at all. I know, as a woman who is in social media, I don't know. I like a guy that's, you know, doesn't have much of a digital footprint. They just kind of are vibing with life. They have a busy job and they don't have time for social media. So I do appreciate that. And if he does have social media, who he follows is important to me. So like, is he following a lot of like, you know, half naked women, or is he following sports, people who work in, you know, business, people who can teach him something like a Business Insider page? That I like. I like a guy like that. And the last thing, this is really crucial for me for like my more serious dating turn-ons, is someone who can teach me something. I love a man who is passionate about something, who has the knowledge of something and can teach it to me. A lot of guys I've dated have been from other countries, so they attempt to teach me how to speak their language. I know the Lebanese guy that I dated spoke fluent Arabic. Don't ask me to say anything, guys, because I forget, but he did try. And I really enjoy that. I just enjoy someone who, if I were to imagine our life together, they have something to add that like I couldn't add myself with ease, like language and culture and things like that. Like I am so turned on by someone who has culture and a language and just like something that they follow and live by that is so different from me. Those were like my important ones. Do you want to get into my unserious, superficial ones? You guys always ask me like, what's my type? What do I look for in a guy? I feel like this is the closest thing that y'all are going to get to hearing that from me, because for a very long time, I used to have like a type to a T, and this past year, that's out the window. I've become an adult officially, and I would say I don't really have a type. I have a kind. That's what I like to call it, where there is a specific level of things I'm looking for, but I don't necessarily have like a very specific preference. It's not necessary for me to have like a deep preference that would get rid of a very handsome guy that's different from the preference. Like, no, if you look good and you smell good and you are good and you got the things I want, you are my type. That being said, I still have my unserious, superficial things that I want to talk about. Okay, the first one. Someone sexy. I know. You're probably like, well, what does that mean? I don't know. There's like something about a sexy man, and it's hard to describe. Like, let me try to think of someone in social media or like a celebrity that I can think off the top of my head that has like immense sex appeal. Okay, like Theo James, sexy. Idris Elba, sexy. Oh my God, there's definitely like other people who have done it for me. Like Michele Marone from 365, sexy, but like I'm gonna be so real with you, not in real life, more so like in the movies he's in. I think he's just like sexy in like his movies. I don't know, just someone that's confident. Like I think what sexy would be to me is like someone confident, someone who carries themselves a certain way, someone who looks at me a certain way and looks at life a certain way and makes me feel sexy. Like there is nothing better than a man who's sexy who makes you feel sexy. It's like two hot people just like coming together and just making magic. And yeah, it could be a little bit of a toxic connection later on, but initially just someone sexy, someone who has sex appeal. The next thing is good taste in music. The guy that I had a situationship with had awful taste in music, in the sense of, for me, it was a lot of sad boy music. I looked at his playlist. I'm like, ugh, you are so negative. You're so like depressed. Like just sad boy music. I don't like that. I like people with good music taste, and it could be like a mix of different artists, like rap, R&B, country, pop. I don't care. But do you have good music taste? And like, do you put me onto things? One of my favorite guys that I ever dated put me on to Youngboy NBA. Okay, that guy. He put me on to one of his albums. And I remember thinking at first, like, I'm like, I don't know if I like this. And then like a few of the songs, I'm like, wait, some of these songs are like low-key, high-key good. So just someone with good music taste that could put me on to good music. Another thing, and I kind of mentioned this before, but someone who's different than me. I know. And I think I get this from my mother, because my mother is very intrigued by different Hence the reason why I am biracial and so is my younger brother. My younger brother is half Italian like me and half Indian because my stepfather is Indian. My mom likes different. She likes people who are cultured. She likes people who can teach her something. She just likes people that are different than her. And I have always resonated with that in my own life where I like people who have similar backgrounds to me in the sense of like, are you traditional? Did you grow up with like a similar family unit? Do you have the same type of outlook on life? Are we like similar in the sense of like how we grew up? But like, are you still different from me? Like I like people who physically look different than me. I like people who just have like a different faith than me even, but they still believe in God. Someone who has a different culture than me, somebody that can just put me on to new, that is gonna do it for me every time. I also really like, you know, someone who's reserved or quiet. Like, do you allow me to yap and you're just happy to be there? That is going to turn me on. Like, I just love a reserved, quiet guy that is handsome. Like, I do. He speaks when it's important. And when he does speak, you listen because he's saying something of value. I really don't like guys that, like, talk my ear off and they're saying a bunch of nothing. I prefer a guy that lets me yap because look at guys, I'm literally an influencer. I am a podcast host. I talk for a living. I don't shut up, okay? You would think that I was an only child with the way that I talk. I could talk all day. That's why I lose my voice constantly. And I love when a guy not only is reserved and quiet and lets me talk, but like wants to like listen and like wants to be there and is like happy to be there. It's just so hot. So yeah. The next thing is someone who just doesn't know anything about pop culture. I know, random, but I kind of love it. It turns me on when a guy is like a little out of touch about like gossip. Cause like be a man. Yeah. Like what are you thinking about? Oh, like your meal prep, the gym, work, me. He's not in the loop. He doesn't know about Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner. He doesn't even know who Timothée Chalamet even is. I have to show him a picture. And even that, he's like, I've never seen a guy a day in my life. Hot. My favorite. Love those kinds of guys. This is a very unserious one, but I like it. It's superficial. And it's a great head of hair. Yeah, a good hairline. Listen, I have a lot of my friends will tell me that like they love my hairline. So random because I don't even really like my hairline like that, but I've always been told that they like my hairline because I have a little bit of a widow's peak. And when I don't shave it, which is pretty much never, but like, let's just say I didn't shave it for like 2 weeks, my face looks like a heart. It's literally shaped like a heart. So I've always been told that I have a good hairline. That being said, I really like guys with a good hairline. Probably a huge reason why I like dating Middle Eastern and Italian guys. Well, let me say some Italian guys are bald, but like people with a good head of hair, I don't care what you are, like, ooh, a good hairline, a good head of hair is gonna do it for me every time. This is a very, very, very superficial one, but someone with green eyes, listen, they are the devil, but they are so beautiful. I like green eyes or like hazel eyes, especially when someone has dark hair. Oh my God, it's just so beautiful. It's captivating. I'm just being honest. This is like initial attraction. This isn't like a make or break of someone, but it's like the initial like, oh my God, those eyes, like just beautiful, beautiful eyes that just draw you in. It's just, it's hypnotic in my opinion. I also really love when someone has a good complexion. And by this, I mean just like beautiful skin, especially on their body. Like when they have good body skin, oh my God, I know, superficial, but really hot. I don't have like the best skin, but like I always get complimented by men about my skin. They'll say like, you have the most soft, even textured, beautiful skin. Like it's just very nice. And that's been like a compliment that I've gotten from a lot of guys. Like it wasn't just one or two, it was a lot. Like men love my skin. So I guess what I have is what I like. I don't know. My skin on my face could be a lot better, but I guess like my body skin is really good and I exfoliate like nobody's business. So I just like a guy who looks like he exfoliates, looks like he uses lotion, soft, beautiful complexion, whether it's like the chocolate complexion or like a tan complexion that is just beautifully even and just, I just love. And then on that subject of like body, I like someone who just takes exceptional care of their body. As someone who has been focusing on my fitness and my wellness, it turns me on when a guy looks good, when his body looks good, and when it looks like he cares for it. And more specifically, and even more superficial, really nice legs. Never thought I would ever say something like that. But when I dated the Middle Eastern guy, a little bit about him is that he has played soccer his entire life and he plays all the time, and soccer legs are the best legs I've literally ever seen in my life. And I have heard that swimmers have great bodies as well. I've never dated a swimmer, but soccer player body, probably the best body I've ever seen naked in my life. Great legs, great ab definition, great arms, great everything. Just overall looks like someone who does cardio all the time, but still has a physique and still has a nice build. Definitely a body I will never be able to achieve, but I can appreciate. But I will say this for all of my ladies who are trying to pursue soccer players, just know that their feet are scary looking. Okay, a lot of them have missing toenails. I have dated like 3 soccer players, so I can say this. Next up, someone who is hot and doesn't know he's hot. Turn on. And you can tell. You can just tell he just doesn't have like a big ego. He's kind of nerdy maybe, and he carries himself in a way that's just less than how great he looks. And it's like, oh my God, babe, do you know how freaking gorgeous you are? Just love that. Okay, this is a little sexy, but someone who's assertive and dominant in and out of the bedroom. I really like that. I like a doer. I like someone who is pursuing, is not, you know, looking for me to be the person who initiates. He's just a really good initiator, and he's assertive and dominant in a healthy way. Really sexy in and out of the bedroom. Also, I like someone who knows how to put me in my place. Listen, I have a mouth. I have an attitude. You need to know how to work it, okay? A woman who is strong and sometimes hyper-independent does need to be in her submissive state at times, and a man really knows how to do it if he is a man that is high value and has navigated women before. I have found that the men who have strong mothers and sisters in their life tend to be the best at navigating a high intensity, like emotional woman like myself. So the guys that I've dated that have sisters or have just dated women long term, they'll let me speak and they'll go, "You done? Okay, honey, take a deep breath. Like, let's get focused here." And they put me in my place. And I love it because they're still gentle with their approach, but I respect them enough to listen and to calm myself down. So I really appreciate it. Another superficial one is someone with like dimples or a good smile. If you've been following me for some time on here, then you know my specific liking for dimples. But if you don't have dimples, that's fine. You have a good smile. Love a good smile. Love someone who loves to smile as well. And for me, a good smile doesn't necessarily mean straight. It just means cute. Like, I love a cute smile. I know some people just have beautiful smiles and I can't explain why, but they just do. This is another one. I like when someone carries cash. Like, when he carries cash, that's so hot. And especially when he wants to give it to me. Like, I dated a guy, and this was like one of my favorite guys I ever dated. He would always have cash on him, and we would sit at like dinner or lunch or whatever, and he'd be like, "What do you got going on this week?" And I'm like, "Oh, like, you know, I'm gonna do a video on this day, and I'm gonna do this on another day, and I'm getting my nails done, doing this and doing that." And he's like, "How much are nails? How much is that?" And he starts taking out his wallet or his money clip, and he's just going 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, this dude literally gave me like $400. You know, for the week, because he's like, "I don't want you paying for that. I got it." So freaking hot. Okay. You don't come across that often necessarily, but I don't know. It set the new standard for me. I just like a guy who's generous with his money. It kind of goes back into that, but just someone who has cash on them, like, oh, so hot. I'm obsessed. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode as much as I enjoyed making it. I love shooting the shit with you guys and just chatting. Like, we are ladies and girls, and we like to talk sometimes a little openly, a little vulnerably, and a little candidly. So that's what I did today. And in the next episode, I am going to be reading your particular turn-ons and things that you enjoy about guys when you are in the initial stages of dating, or just when you have been dating them, like things that you liked about certain guys that you've dated, whether it was short-term or long-term. We're going to get into that next week. But thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It was kind of long, right? Hopefully we can do more longer episodes in the future. But love you guys so much. I hope you have an amazing week, and get out there and enjoy dating, okay? Like, start looking for little things that you enjoy about someone and then go towards that and try to date and align with that more. All right, guys, talk to you soon. Bye, everyone.
Pioneer.